London plant stylist blossoms and blooms. Hey, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. Chris Guillebeau here. In this week's first $1,000 segment, we're going to hear from an indoor plant stylist offering at-home consultations in London. That's what it's all about. Get ready to get leafy. And of course, welcome to the podcast every single day, 7 days a week. Case studies, tips, questions and answers, stories about real people out there making extra money without quitting their job, often building a lucrative, sometimes side hustle, making a lot of money. And we've had profiles of people making $100,000, multiple six figures, millions of dollars in some cases. But I also really like to just get basic and look at some principles of how do you get going with an idea? Like you've got an idea, how do you turn it into reality? And not just reality, but preferably income, because it is about economic empowerment here. That's what we're trying to do. So as mentioned, the indoor plant stylist today, her name is Penelope. She's in London. Let's hear about how she made her first $1,000.
Hi there, my name is Penelope and I'm an indoor plant stylist based in London. I help clients choose, arrange and care for indoor plants to create beautiful, healthy living spaces. It all began when I realised my own passion for plants was more than just a hobby. Here's the story of how I turned my green thumb into a blooming business and earned my first $1,000. My love for indoor plants started as a personal hobby, but friends and family soon began to notice my knack for creating lush, verdant spaces in my home. They started asking for my help to curate and style plants for their own living spaces, and it wasn't long before I realised I could turn my passion into a profitable side hustle. You could say it was time to put my plant skills to the test and branch out. I began setting up a website and an Instagram account to showcase my work, sharing before and after photos and offering tips on plant care. Social media, especially Instagram, was a fantastic platform for displaying my designs and connecting with potential clients. Soon enough, people were stalking my page and reaching out for my help. My main service was at-home consultations, where I recommended specific plants and layouts based on the client's needs, preferences, and the space's lighting conditions. To make my first $1,000, I focused on building my client base through word-of-mouth referrals and the power of social media. It was starting to work. As I worked on various projects, I learned a few important lessons. Adapt to different spaces and conditions. Every home is unique in terms of lighting and available space. I had to become skilled at assessing each location and choosing plants that would leave clients grinning from ear to ear in those specific conditions. Clearly communicate your value. I learned to articulate how my expertise in indoor plant styling could help clients branch out and transform their living spaces, improve air quality and boost their overall well-being. After all, who wouldn't want to be the envy of their plant-obsessed friends? Provide a personalised experience. Clients appreciated the personal touch and attention to detail I brought to each consultation. By tailoring my services to their individual needs, I sowed the seeds for repeat business and referrals. It's all about nurturing those relationships. By focusing on these lessons and staying rooted in my passion for indoor plant styling, I successfully earned my first $1,000 and then much more. This journey's taught me the importance of showcasing my work on social media, truly understanding my clients' needs, and being prepared to grow and adapt to different environments. So, here's to greener pastures and more leafy adventures ahead.
All right, Penelope, I really appreciate that story. Thanks for telling us about your first $1,000, first £1,000, I suppose it could be, as mentioned. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. Always cool to see what people are up to all over the world. Let me know what's on your mind. If you have a question for the podcast, if you have an update for us about your hustle, perhaps someone we should feature, we're always open to that. So just hit me up, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2361. We've got a new episode out tomorrow. Podcast is out 7 days a week. You can binge listen. You can listen out of order. You can do whatever is good for you. I make this podcast for you, so I hope it's helpful. Thanks for joining me today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
from the Onward Project.